and Sylvia. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvia and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Hey, girl.
What time is Taekwondo class today, Sensei?
We've got our Mike's Hard Lemonade Seltzer shirts on. They bring you the Twitch chat today. Waddle's got his. I have a medium on.
Well, you looked at me about 10 minutes ago, and what'd you say?
I said, not very flattering. Like, the shirt's great.
Yes,
it's nice and soft. They have a great logo.
Yeah.
More importantly, they have great
product.
Hard lemonade. Yeah. But I need a bro in this. I mean, it just.
Well, they asked me. Well, we were going through the process in the office, and Sharfy was asking, okay, what size is everyone? And I know how you hate the big T-shirts, so like I was like, get Sylvia medium.
I hate the small T-shirts more so.
Well, but
I don't want them super baggy. Yeah,
right.
In a T-shirt, I'm usually a large.
Okay,
like the obvious shirt large, and there's another reason why I love obvious shirts. Like fits me perfect. It's the large. It's not like this over.
Well, it's the average American male, I believe, is like 5'9" and 160 pounds.
Basically, me,
right?
Yeah, you know, an inch maybe taller than me.
But I mean, there you go. That's a large.
Yep. Yep. So we will see if Ryan Pace will be large and in charge tonight.
Well, he should be in charge. I mean, like, he's the general manager. Like, I know that he has spent a good portion of his, or he did the other day, talking to everyone, speaking about a collaborative effort. Like, at the end of the day, though, like, I don't know. I mean, with the benefit of an extra day to think about that, like, again, I don't think too much into it because everyone's guarded on this press conference, but did you think, with the benefit of a little bit of hindsight, that he wanted to make sure everyone knew that this time around that he's not going to make the same mistake that everyone was critical of the last time around where he went out of the way to say... It felt like it a little bit, yeah.
We got Nagy, we got DeFilippo.
I've got Tom Herman. Yeah, like we have sat around and talked about this as a group. It was almost like he was trying too hard to tell you that he's not going rogue tonight.
You know what, though? Out of all the guys the Bears have, and I don't want to get knocked down with all of this, none of them have been a good offensive coordinator. DeFilippo has been fired twice as an OC in the last couple of years by the Vikings and then Jaguars. Matt Nagy fired himself as the OC this past year. Bill Lazor was let go by Cincinnati a few years ago. Quote, Tom Herman was just fired. All these guys, for how good they're supposed to be, like as an offensive play caller, none of them have had success as the offensive play caller.
I think Bill Lazor had a little bit of a run there with the Red Rifle, didn't he, going back in time?
Wasn't he in charge
when the Red Rifle was pretty much one of the top three candidates for the MVP before he got hurt that season?
I thought the last couple of years
maybe
there.
He was gone.
Yeah, and he was in Miami, too. Let me call up a Bill Lazor.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not. I told you yesterday. I don't know how you feel today. We're 24 hours removed from yesterday when you had angst and anger. I don't have any of that. I'm just asking a simple question of them. Get it right. Whatever you do, I wouldn't trade up. But if you do trade up, get it right. If you stay at 20 and you pick an offensive tackle, get it right.
Yeah, Bill Lazor was 2 years offensive coordinator in Cincinnati in 17 and 18, and then that staff was blown out. And then before that, he was a 2-year coordinator in Miami. Like, there's no great success from a Bill Lazor either. Like,
this team
of champions that they've assembled on their offensive staff, it's just like when Jerry Angelo used to tell me, hey, we have great quarterback depth. We have Brian Greasy, we have Kyle Orton, and we have Rex Grossman. That's not great quarterback depth.
That's depth. I mean,
that's depth.
Yeah.
All three of them are just.
I have to go back and check the tape. I don't think I called him Bill Walsh. But I'm trying to be positive today. It's a new era.
All right. That's the approach we're going to take with our Bears?
It has to be, because these guys are going to be here for a while. They might as well start getting it right as of tonight.
I pulled a question brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Check out the latest hybrids right now. Really great stuff at your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Wrote final poll What do you want the Bears to do tonight? I gave you four choices, okay, Waddle? I gave you, you want them to trade up. Go up. Go big. Go home. Go up, Ryan Pace. Stay at 20 is your second answer. And just draft the best player available. Trade back. More picks. Or D, I put don't F up as the answer.
Okay, well, I mean, like, yeah, I would, yeah. So don't F up is kind of, it's pretty similar to mine, just get it right, isn't it? It's just worded differently.
It's exactly that way. And I'm surprised D isn't getting more.
I'm going D.
I thought this was going to, maybe because people want him to go up. And whether or not, and just drafting a guy at 20, if it's a good guy, isn't good enough. I don't know. Cause I would have voted for don't F up. Only 41% of our listeners voting for don't F up. It's only been up for 13 minutes. We've already had 1,500 votes.
Yeah, I'm going D strongly.
Yeah.
With emphasis. Look. I know what everyone thinks too when you talk about moving back. We get more picks. It's more opportunities. I can't tell you that I'm overly confident that just because he's got more swings, he's going to hit it.
Let me give you an example.
But I get it.
Would all three of those. That's why I picked four as well, or D, is because I'm cool with all three of those. As long as you don't F it up.
Get it right.
And, I mean, yes, it's pretty basic. Like, if you want to go up and you grab one of these quarterbacks and you go all the way up to eight or wherever you go to get one of these picks, that guy better finally be good. That's it.
Guess what happens if they make the right choice? They change the narrative.
Of course they do. Now all of a sudden that tenure and not being on the hot seat. While only legitimate, maybe in the eyes of George, the one that matters, but maybe with Bears fans, they'll be like, hey, look, we went through rocky times, but you went up and you got Trey Lance. You went up, you got Justin Fields, and he turned out to be great.
Get it right.
We love you now.
Yes.
You know, we're good with it.
Like, and don't come at me with, where were you back then? No, well, like, listen, everything about sports is with the benefit of hindsight. It's all results based. Like, my reaction to you doing your job is certainly, it's not going to be prior to you making your decisions. It's going to be after you've made that decision and how it's panned out.
Right, right. Like, I'm good. If we're talking, I'm not going to rage if they mortgage three picks and they move up to the top and get a quarterback.
Me either.
Unless he sucks.
Right.
And then you're going to hear me not only talk about the Trubisky, Mahomes, Watson decision, I'm going to talk about the 2021 draft too.
This is what he gets paid to do. This is his job. It's about being accountable for, like, and if you do it well, you get praised. If you do it poorly and your franchise suffers from it, you don't get praised.
Well, it's pretty, like, and people rage it. Well, that's hindsight, though. You got to have a take now. Well, any baseball player or football player that you root for, if the guy produces, usually the fans like him.
Yeah,
if a guy doesn't produce, usually that player doesn't have a lot of fans in his corner. How many fans are in David Bodie's corner these days? He hit that big home run back in the day. You know how many people want Bodie to play more? Now, do people want Bodie to play, or do we see Bodie fans?
I don't know. Does he have a good split finger fastball?
Oh, yeah,
can he get to the mound and actually strike a few guys out?
Waddle's hot about that, too.
I don't get what's wrong with you. You're not the same guy I used to know, and in some ways that's a good thing. In some ways, it just confuses me. You've changed
because I tweeted Freddie Frederick last night after Rizzo.
No, it's just struck your whole him out. Approach. To
What's
it.
My approach? What did I do in the wake of Rizzo pitching? What have I done?
You enjoyed it.
I smiled. Yes, I for that split second, and my comp is, and I said this in the podcast that you could download too. We recorded an uncensored podcast with Carmen and Yurko. You can get it on the ESPN Chicago page. Do it after our show's done. Listen live, and then when we're off at 3:30, anytime after 3:30, download the podcast with Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk being back. It's Carmen, it's Yurko, it's Waddle, it's
thoroughly
me.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
I used the comp. Last night, I was at a funeral. I've attended funerals before. Unfortunately, I attended more than I'd like to. Mm-hmm. But every now and then, there's a funny story in a eulogy in the funeral. It's very sad why you're there. It's very sad, the overwhelming feeling. But every now and then in the midst of that funeral, you can laugh or smile. And in this Cubs parade, this is a death march. We are witnessing a Cubby funeral. This is not just the death of the 2021 Cubs. This is the death of the era. We are going through the funeral of the 2015 through 2021 era. And we are at the funeral right now. And it's sad, and I don't like it, and I wish we weren't here.
But guess who's coming through that door?
But last night, there was a funny story in the middle of the funeral.
No doubt. The return of the lovable losers. I love it. You guys would wrap yourself around the public's concern with your baseball squad. Have a few chuckles.
I laughed that he struck him out. Rizzo struck out, and we've got a montage. You want me to play the montage right now?
I think Waddle will enjoy it. Yeah, I think we'll have some LOLs and lollipops.
Let's do it. So,
enjoy this, Cubs fans. Were you getting all hot and bothered?
Dance. Crank it.
They're having a little fun, like Waddle's saying. And how dare they smile and have any fun? They're getting shut out again. They're getting their ass kicked again.
Sounds like fun to me. Haven't scored a run since last Wednesday. This is fun.
Or were you like, you know what? I know my team sucks. And you know what? I don't really enjoy them, but it was kind of a cute moment. Jitterbug.
Jitterbug. Two balls, two strikes. Oh, he struck him out. Look at Rizzo. You can't believe it. Oh, that's great. Frederick! Freddie!
He wants to punch him out so bad.
It's funny. Look, Rizzo's on the mound. He struck out Freddie Freeman. Oh, I can't wait to hear the sound. Oh, aren't we having fun? Ooh, giggle, giggle. Laugh, laugh.
Frederick! Freddie!
Ooh, giggle, giggle. Laugh, laugh.
Sorry. Good try.
He wants to punch him out so bad.
As soon as he saw me, I'm like, Frederick! I just started dying.
Frederick! Freddie!
In lieu of quality baseball, they want you to giggle. Not me. Not me. I'm an angry man.
He wants to punch him out so bad.
Just repeating it over and over. Keep it going. I love it.
That is unbelievable.
Sorry. Good try. But.
Frederick! Freddie!
Ooh, giggle, giggle. Laugh, laugh.
Frederick! Freddie!
Is that a little Wham there, too? Is that the jitterbug?
Oh, yeah.
1983 on that song?
Maybe. Maybe if things were going a little different, it would have been more funny. Like, listen, this is your team. I don't give a dump.
I'm at a Cubs funeral. You can't identify with that. Dude, they're dead. This era is dead. I am at a Cubs funeral now. I know the status of this team.
So how about
but
tonight?
Why can't I just kind of smile? I didn't giggle, giggle, laugh,
so
laugh. So
he's at the funeral, and whoever's giving the eulogy just goes, yeah, but he loved to fish. And everybody busts kind of giggles. And it was like,
he gave like a fish.
He was a fisherman.
You remember that time when he went out in the ocean, and he thought he was going to bing it, bring in the big fish, and all he got was a big boot.
And dropped back. And that fish, every time he tells a story, that fish grows 6 inches. I swear to God, guys.
See that? Hey,
like, this was your fifth straight loss. You're in the cellar of what we were advertised as the worst division in baseball. Like, you haven't scored a run since Monday. Like,
they can't hit. I've been on this, Waddle, since 17.
I know you have.
Remember,
that's why
Cap
I'm surprised.
Used to say, I live my life in negativity.
Like, I thought that the rundown was fun, and I was glad that we had, Rizzo mic'd up. how was that fun last night? You had three position players pitching because your team was down 10 to nothing, and it wasn't an anomaly. This is what you get.
So that's what we were talking about in the IDOT bullpen before the show. Waddle was yelling at all of us.
No.
Distracted driving really is one of the leading causes of crashes, with 1,000 Illinois crashes and fatalities annually. Responsible driving really is a matter of life or death. Learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com. So a couple of topics on the table. What do you want the Bears to do? You're Ryan Pace. What do you want? Are you on edge tonight? 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. And
Cubs draft fans, the kicker in the first round. That would be funny.
And do you agree with Waddle that no Cubs fan should enjoy Rizzo pitching to Freddie Freeman?
There you go.
I understand the logic. It's there a 10-0 game. They're being shut out for the third out of fourth night. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. Want to tell you about DraftKings, a Casino Queen sportsbook. They're America's top-rated sportsbook for a reason. Waddle and I were all over the DraftKings app in the pre-show fistfight. We made some NFL bets. We made some draft bets. Waddle's going to tell you here coming up on how you can do it. And plus, they've got the odds boost going on any baseball game, and they're the official betting operator of the Chicago Cubs. So for the baseball bet, here's what I need to tell you. Head to the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app now. Claim your 50% profit boost. Place any baseball bet, and if that bet wins, DraftKings will boost your winnings by an additional 50%. You used your 50% on Rodon today?
I did. Rodon against the Tigers and some puss-armed right-hander coming to the mound.
You said puss.
I did.
Okay.
Sox are going to get him.
For a limited time only with DraftKings and Casino Queen Sportsbook. Got to be 21 years or older. Illinois only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Here's some good music right here.
Is this Smashing Pumpkins?
This is Smashing Pumpkins. Cherub Rock, I believe. There's huge chatter.
Oh, this is a day filled with chatter.
I don't know if we call this breaking news or not, but it's certainly NFL chatter, and it's coming from the best in the business with Shefty. He tweets 2 minutes ago, reigning MVP Aaron Rodgers is so disgruntled with the Green Bay Packers that he has told some within the organization that he does not want to return to the team. League and team sources told ESPN on Thursday.
Maybe he's so pissed he'd like a trade inside the division.
Would they ever do that?
The Packers?
I know the Bears would.
I don't believe so. But like, you know how I felt about the Donovan McNabb trade. If you have to trade the player inside the division, but that division opponent gives you the best in return, then I take the best return.
And Philly won that deal, right? That's the old, wasn't it Philly and Washington?
I think so.
You know, and he wasn't very good.
I mean, don't you feel the same way? Like, you take the best package. You don't worry about being inside your division.
Is this the best Bears news since they traded for Jay Cutler?
And will this be the best Bears news that we get all draft weekend?
Well, you know he wants to go to the West Coast, right? I mean, like, the marriage between, and I read something else from Tom Pelissero and others, that the San Francisco 49ers actually called the Packers to inquire about the availability of Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that would be a marriage made in heaven. Don't forget, what did the 49ers do last year, I believe, or was it the year? Didn't the 49ers inquire about the availability of Tom Brady at one point?
Yeah, well, they're both from there. They're both from the area, Brady and Rodgers.
Yes.
And didn't Rodgers originally want to play there in the draft that he was eligible?
So.
But they took Alex Smith. Remember, Alex Smith was the number one overall pick, I believe.
Can you imagine?
And Aaron Rodgers was in that draft.
Like, I thought that LaFleur did a really nice job with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, but you know how I feel about, you know, Kyle Shanahan. Can you imagine Aaron Rodgers in the Kyle Shanahan offense? Like, I would watch football pantless.
I would watch football games pantless. If the Bears got Aaron Rodgers, you know how I feel about Rodgers. Right now, I love the dude. I think he's cool on Jeopardy. I think he's cool that him and Shannon Woodley are engaged and they're doing these
cute
Instagram videos.
He's Rizzo striking MVP. Guys out.
He's one of the best all time.
There you go.
But there's other. He's a likable guy as much as I despise Green Bay. I like him too. I'm all in on Aaron Rodgers, but
let me ask you a question. If you didn't like him, would you still want him?
Yes.
Okay, of course.
I told you 5 years ago when the Cubs finally did win the World Series that I didn't want to be the lovable losers anymore. I wanted to be the hateable winners. Wow. The hateable winners.
Yeah, where are you at now?
Now we're losers again, and we're fun because we're...
Are you fun?
But someone did tweet me and said they were proud of me for not being the old man yelling at the cloud. Ooh. I took it for what it is. Okay, I smiled at it.
Okay, yesterday you yelled at a tweeter. So, like, now you're going to
say... told me that I lied.
Okay, well, like, now today Twitter's great because they're praising you. Yesterday, Twitter sucked because...
Twitter's good. I like Twitter. Not as much as I like Aaron Rodgers.
You can accuse me. Oh, lighten up. I laugh all the time. My life is filled with laughter.
You love a good dirty joke.
I love a good dirty joke. I laugh all the time. I'm not telling you what I saw yesterday was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I just like how far the mighty have fallen.
Yeah.
When it's cool.
Yes.
When
I
it's
can't argue
cool
with
that. That you're losing your fifth game, you're in the cellar, and you're giggling because somebody is pitching down 10 to nothing.
I turned it off after Rizzo. I didn't stay for Duffy and then whoever pitched out. I don't even know.
I'm surprised Rossi went that direction, too, because Rossi was supposed to be the hard ass that held everyone accountable.
Cy Sogard.
What's that?
Cy
Sogard. I like that.
His four-seamer, you can't hit it. You can't hit Sogard's four-seamer. All right, anyway, back to Rodgers.
So, again, the Shefty news is reigning MVP Aaron Rodgers is so disgruntled with the Green Bay Packers that he's told some within the organization that he does not want to return to the team. League and team sources told ESPN on Thursday.
If you're the Green Bay Packers, okay, like, we were thinking that, I don't know what the cap hit is, all that stuff. You'd have to factor in some of the stuff we talked about with Russell Wilson. But if you're the Green Bay Packers and he's threatening not to play and you could pry away the third overall pick and maybe a little something extra, something more, would you consider it if you're the Packers?
Look, as people have said, the play that Rodgers should do is he should be the full-time Jeopardy host. And he tells, what's the only leverage he really has? Is he can say, I'm retiring. Trade me or I'm not playing. And to show you that I'm not playing, I am going to be the next Jeopardy host. And then you've got to have this standoff. And now if you're the Packers, maybe you would accept something like that. And you're like, well, we can't have him not play and not get anything for him.
Wait, I don't even need him to tell me he's going to host Jeopardy. All he needs to tell me is that I ain't coming back.
Do you guys want to hear part of Schefter's report NFL Live on ESPN television? This is partway through, so him, the initial part of breaking the story, but this is part of it.
The fact of the matter is there are other members of the organization that don't know if and when Aaron Rodgers will show back up in Green Bay. He's going through a lot of change in his life right now. He's engaged to be married. He hosted Jeopardy during the offseason, has a lot of hopes, a lot of different dreams, and I don't think he's particularly happy right now being in Green Bay. And I think this dates back, ironically enough, to the draft last year, when not only did the Green Bay Packers draft a quarterback, but they traded up to draft a quarterback. And not only did they trade up to draft a quarterback, but they didn't tell him in advance that they were drafting a quarterback. And obviously, we've seen a lot of cryptic comments from Aaron Rodgers from the time the season ended to now. But it's a situation where essentially he's not happy in Green Bay. There is a standoff between Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers that has gone on to now, and we don't know how this is going to wind up.
And that's what I wanted Russell Wilson to do, so the Bears could have got him. But here's a conspiracy theory.
Oh, I love a good conspiracy.
Aaron Rodgers hasn't been happy for a while now, ever since they drafted Jordan Love and when they wouldn't guarantee like the rest of his money or give him a new deal. He wants a new deal. He wants guaranteed money, all this stuff.
I'd give it to him.
So he was angry before. Did San Francisco trade up to number 3, knowing this the whole time? There's been all this conjecture. Well, they want Mac. They want Mac Jones. Oh, now they may want Trey Lance. And maybe the whole time they got up to 3 is because they want Aaron Damn Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers wants them because Aaron Rodgers is from there. He played at Cal, and he would love to be a 49er.
I think that's just good detective work. I don't think that's a conspiracy theory. I think that makes sense to me.
And then today we find out, like you said just a few minutes ago, that yes, the 49ers have indeed called the Packers about Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And Schefter also said somewhere on NFL Live right now that the Packers have offered him a contract.
They have?
Yes.
Okay.
So recently.
Well, is that a good sign then if you're anti-Packer like us?
That, I told you, this is the best Bears news since they they traded for Jay Cutler.
If he doesn't want to be there even though they're giving him a new contract, is this maybe, this divorce city now?
Time out. Last year, remember, they drafted Jordan Love. He played and won the MVP. So, like, being disgruntled doesn't keep him from excelling.
Of course not. No, he's great.
So, but
does this allow a quarterback to drop?
It could. Well, I mean,
something
certainly.
Goes down.
Well, think about what if the Packers truly like Jordan Love, we should get Wildy on. The Packers love, love Jordan Love, imagine what you could get in return. And then you could flip the third pick if you're not looking to draft
and
a quarterback
get more.
And get even more.
That, you're right about that. Boy, I would do, you know what I would do for Aaron Rodgers? For Aaron Rodgers and the Bears? I know this is never going to happen because just like with the Packers with Favre, Favre wanted to be in Minnesota. They sent him to the Jets because they didn't want to deal with the Vikings and the fallout from this Hall of Famer. It wasn't just about making the other team better. It was the fallout of Brett Favre playing in the division. Yeah. But he eventually did make his way to Minnesota for one glorious year and one not so good year. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. What's your reaction to this? You just heard Shefty. He may not go back. And what do you think the Packers do? How do the Bears play into this? Do they ever have a shot, or is this another pipe dream? When you're in our position as a Bears fan, you got to hope for these dreams, right? 3-3-2.
Have Rizzo call the Packers front office and see if we can get something done there.
You suck.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
All right, the big news. We're now following another quarterback story on draft day. If this day wasn't exciting enough, like who's going to go number three to begin with? And are the 49ers really going in hard now for Aaron Rodgers? That's the news that has come out here in the last 15 to 20 minutes from Adam Schefter regarding reigning MVP. Aaron Rodgers is so disgruntled with the Green Bay Packers that he has told some within the organization that he does not want to return to the team. League and team sources told ESPN on Thursday. So is this really going to happen now, a divorce now, or is this going to be salvageable, much like Russell Wilson a couple months ago, where, you get over the hump and you eventually, he doesn't really want to retire. Packers call his bluff, and the Packers don't trade him, and they find a way to live together for another year.
And Seattle, they haven't drafted his replacement. Like in Green Bay, it feels like they did, or at least that's the message they sent.
Ed in Downers Grove, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Ed?
Hey, dudes, I totally agree. I think that the thought of teams within the same division not trading with each other is kind of antiquated, and if it's the right deal, you got to do it. How could the Packers not look at the lack of a brain trust at Halas Hall and not be beelining it to the phone and saying, get me Pace on the line stat doing that cartoon. I mean, they got to think that they could fleece the Bears. Who cares if he plays 2 or 3 years against the Packers? The Packers have shown over and over again that they own the Bears. It's terrible. And I say that as someone who's a self-hating Bears fan, but it's the truth.
Hey, listen, Ed, we've got Andy Dalton, bro.
It's a great call. Like, if you are the Packers, do you just say to yourself, all right, they're in the division, but if San Francisco gets him, they're in our conference. We're not going to get to the Super Bowl. They're already a Super Bowl team from a year ago, now 2 seasons ago. The Bears, we could get all their draft capital, and they're not that good other than Rodgers.
Yeah, I'm but listen, like, the third pick of the draft could be spun into something that's probably much more valuable than what the Bears are going to give up.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. McRobert, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, McRobert?
Hey, guys. I know it's probably, like, impossible that we would ever get Rodgers, but even if he went to San Fran, that'd be pretty nasty. I think that division is insane.
I think the thing about
Rodgers, and, like, if he came here, and you're right, we would probably have nothing to surround Rodgers with if we did trade for him. But this isn't like a LeBron James situation. I think, like, people that didn't want LeBron to come to Chicago is like, we had Michael, but we've never had a quarterback.
This is a good topic,
my pinky
McRobert.
And eat a worm for Rodgers.
You would eat a worm? Guys. Yeah, okay.
I would eat 10 worms for Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. What would you do for Aaron Rodgers? 312-332-3776.
I want to ask him something. If you cut off your pinky toe, would you then eat it for Aaron Rodgers? Eat your own pinky toe for Aaron Rodgers.
That's a tough one, Waddle, but I'd try.
Okay.
I wouldn't. I would not consume my own pinky toe. No.
All right, guys.
Would it just pass through you? And
all
then
right, thanks, McRobert.
Bone and all?
I would.
Well, yeah,
I think
you don't get to nibble
swallow
away.
It
like, it's not a rib.
You
from,
would swallow
you know,
it like a pill, wouldn't you? Like a gigantic capsule? My pinky toe, you know me, it's not that big. Swallow like a pill.
I don't know how big your pinky toe is.
I don't either.
But
I've never seen your feet, to be honest with you. Those probably smell to the high heavens.
These are newer shoes.
Don't pull a hamstring.
Yeah, I'm showing everyone on Twitch.
You're sitting on the desk now, okay? Yeah, there's a toe.
You could eat that.
Can you eat that.
I don't think you would swallow it
You've
like a pill.
You've got significant distance between your toes. Like, my toes are more crowded. I got it, but still, mine are still more cramped than that.
The way you're doing that, you're wiggling the toes. You've done that before.
Yeah.
Sitting on a desk with your leg up like
that? The last year I've been doing this. I've been playing foot tricks. Okay. At home.
Yeah.
All right. Happy draft day.
Happy draft day. What would you do for Aaron Rodgers? And you guys want to conduct a social experiment? We've seen in Chicago the meathead mentality where we do poll a question. Would you want LeBron James on the Bulls and like a majority say no? What do you guys believe the percentage of people would say yes, they want Aaron Rodgers?
I'm going to leave it at 90%.
I think it's going to go under 90.
Okay.
I'm simply going to write.
Again, though, remember, we had Michael. We've never had a quarterback of that stature.
Dude, it's tough to get any 90% agree on anything, and I think there's a meathead nature to it. I'm going to go like 82%. Here's how I'm going to write it. You guys tell me if I should change it. I'm simply going to write it. Would you want Aaron Rodgers as the Bears quarterback? Yes. Or would you want Aaron Rodgers on the Bears?
No, I want to beat him. I don't want him to play for me. I want my team to beat him.
And I think there are some Packer fans that are going to muddy the waters, too. You know, a bunch of these bandwagon people who grew up in Chicago, but they adopted the Packers because they were good, you know? That they would vote no, they don't want him on the Bears.
Some of the responses I'm getting, and one was from Carmen DeFalco, are just absolutely classic.
Carmen would be very excited.
Oh yeah,
is what he said to watch Shanahan.
I'm the same way. Listen, I told you I would watch Sunday San Francisco 49ers games without pants.
I would.
Dean in the Loop, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dean?
Waddle, Sylvie, Bleck, Abdallah, and the great Dan Zetterman. It is my pleasure to talk to you. Happy draft day on this glorious day.
Danny has been gone for 5 hours. Yeah. Was it just a special shout out?
We'll pass along
your
kind words.
I'm sorry.
Nobody's here.
I'm sorry.
It's just us.
I thought that was him. I'm sorry. But I have not been this excited in so long. I texted the Catman an hour ago before this Rodgers story broke. I said, I'm about to hop on DraftKings. You got any nuggets for me today?
How are you hold on, Dean. How are you a texting buddy with Cap?
I know him. He's a customer of mine, and I know him from East Bank Club for years. Before he was on TV, I used to talk to him before I even knew he was on TV and radio.
Oh, that's awesome.
From, East Bank.
What do you do where he's a customer?
Yeah, Carson's Ribs.
Oh, very nice. Legendary.
Thank you. So I text him, I go, you got any nuggets? He goes, the Bears are trying to move up. I'm like, thanks a lot, Cap. But anyways, I said, what do you think of over 5.5 QBs in this round one? They're doing an odds boost plus 400.
Right.
I'm all over that. I even sprinkled some on the 7 QBs, over 6.5 at like plus 2200. So I don't know. I think I just watched also, guys, the Niners went from 16-1 to 13-1 Super Bowl on. So wow. Keep an eye out for that.
Wow.
I'm going to hit the gym now, and I'm going to listen to you guys. Dean, happy draft day.
Oh, he's Dean, hold on, Dean. Cap.
Dean, Dean.
Take Cap to the gym with you.
How much for just one rib? See you later, Dave.
What? One rib's on me. I got you, Sylvie. Right, come
in. Thank you. That was the old Chris Rock line. Yeah. Wasn't that from a Saturday Night Live? 312-332-3776. And a warning if you're about to sign on to Twitter. Be very, very careful. Cap just tweeted out a picture of him laying in a raft in a swimming pool in Florida. It is not easy on the eyes. It may make you a little nauseous when you factor in that the Bears are drafting tonight as
That's
well, and you're already on edge.
That's a shock.
I am just telling you, if you are signing on to Twitter right now, please proceed with caution.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Shout out to everyone signing on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. And you can watch the show each and every day. Listen, you can react. It's brought to you by our great friends at Mike's Hard Lemonade Seltzer.
Look at this.
Waddle's got the Mike's Hard Lemonade Seltzer shirt on. So do I. Nobody makes lemonade like Mike's. So check that out. Also, remember, we announced this yesterday. If you missed Crosstalk, Crosstalk is back and it is uncensored. We are getting in the studio at least once a week with Carmen and Yurko. And today we did 25, 30 minutes of fun. So that will be on the ESPN Chicago app. Go to the Waddle and Sylvie page. It will be there. Go to the Carmen and Yurko page. It will be there. Download it and tell your friends. A lot of you guys have been tweeting us for the last year that you miss Crosstalk, that you want Crosstalk. Now we're giving it to you. Make sure you download it and you spread the word to your friends so that it is consumed and people understand that you have missed it.
Amen, brother. Enjoyed our time with the good kid and Carm today.
Again, to reiterate the top story, Adam Schefter, if this draft wasn't juicy enough with where the quarterback's going to go, who's going to go where, who's going to trade up, Schefter tweeted, reigning MVP Aaron Rodgers is so disgruntled with the Green Bay Packers that he has told some within the organization that he does not want to return to the team. League and team sources told ESPN on Thursday.
Can I add a little clarity from some others in the industry that are very well regarded? Ian Rappaport reports the Packers remain committed to Aaron Rodgers. Tom Pelissero said there is zero chance of trading him. It's all about getting an extension done, and if that happens, this should take care of this matter until next time. I guess the story is that there have been contract negotiations going on, and they're not going well. Hence the development of this.
And this is a power play by Rodgers and his agent to sort of muddy the draft day experience for the Packers. Get it out there right on draft day. They're sitting in their war room, and boom, it's a bombshell. And boom, it's being talked about.
Right.
So, and Jason Wilde will join us at 3.
Okay.
From ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison. I've got the great clips, great clip of the day coming up. It's the Lee Ilya rant. So, if you're a big fan of that, I'll give you a little context on that as well coming up. But Jason in Oregon wanted to weigh in on the news. Jason, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys. So, I'm a Packer fan. You know, one of those useless stock owners. Anyways, we've talked about that before, Sylvie. Anyway, the way I look at it, you know, the Packers haven't really been able to do anything to maximize Rodgers. He's done everything. And if they can get a you know, King's ransom for him at this point, go ahead and do it. You know, and if it happens to be the Bears, I wouldn't be scared of that because they wouldn't be able to protect him anyways. He'd be out in the first, second, maybe third week, and he wouldn't be competition anyways. So, I mean, it really wouldn't matter. If he did well, hey, my whole bloodline's Bears fan, so good for them. But, yeah, that's the way I feel about it anymore. It's
so you
been
wouldn't,
Rodgers.
You, just like the last guy said, you wouldn't be worried about them trading within the division because you think the Bears would screw that up.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, who's going to protect him?
Well, I mean, they got some good young interior guys, but yeah, they don't have tackles for the future. You're right. I mean, Leno's got 1 year left. They don't have a right tackle right now. They wouldn't have their picks to replenish it. Jason, thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, I'm kind of with if this is a great storyline, I find it hard to believe that it will happen.
So I want to get into the great clip of the day.
Welcome to the greatest clips on ESPN 1000, presented by Great Clips.
All right, here's why people like me, people like Carmen, people who are older, love the Lee Ilya rant. You're a Lee Ilya rant guy too, right?
It makes me giggle just because of all the swear words, and I'm a really immature 54-year-old, so when I hear all the swears, I laugh.
And I go down when you have some free time, the rabbit hole of the old manager rants, whether it's Tommy Lasorda or Earl Weaver, and there are some funny Earl Weaver stuff. Go for that. So Lee Ilya, here he is in the early 80s. Dallas Green comes to town. He's the new GM. He comes over from Philadelphia. He hires Lee Ilya to be their manager. And the phrase for the Cubs, their motto these days, is building a new tradition. There was no Cubs tradition back then. Sure, there were the 69 Cubs. But in the 80s, especially in the late 70s and early 80s, there wasn't the great bar scene in Wrigleyville. It was a little different. It was a little seedier. There weren't the sellout crowds of the later in the 80s and after and on and on and on. You had days where there would be 4,000 or 5,000 people in the stands. Mm-hmm. And they were really bad Cubs teams. And this was early in the rebuild where they were a very bad team and they got off to a bad start. So the people who are in the stands, the 5,000 fans, most of them are booing the Cubs because they're so bad. And Lee Ilya knows the Cubs are bad. But these are the days when it's just 2, 5, 7, 9, 32. Those are the television stations in town. You got a beat writer who's covering the team, and you got Les Grobstein who's covering like every sport there is, all right? So the only people to have the electronically this recording is Grobber and Gene Greco. And Gene Greco ends up losing this tape. Someone stole it from NBC5 when he was down the dial at NBC5. So this is from that year. It's in April, obviously. This is the anniversary today. And Lee Ilya is really, really ticked regarding the fans ripping his players.
We're mired now in a little difficulty. We got all these so-called fans that come out here and say they're Cub fans that are supposed to be behind you, ripping every thing you do. I'll tell you one thing. I hope we get hotter just to stuff it up them 3,000 people that show up every day. Because if they're the real Chicago fans, they can kiss my right downtown and print it. They're really, really behind you around here. My nobody's fault here because you guys are written good. What the am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the nickel dime people that show up? The don't even work. That's why they're out at the game. They ought to go out and get a job and find out what it's like to go out and earn a living. 85% of the world's working. The other 15 come out here. The playground for the rip them. Rip them. Like the players.
So there's a sample. It goes on for like 3 minutes. It is so profane. He has the profanity, the mixed usage of every swear word in the book and the anger in there, mm-hmm. and telling people that they don't have jobs and they just come down here and it's a playground for those you-know-whats. He would be fired on the spot today. It would be world news.
No doubt.
And that's why it has stood the test of time in a lot of our books and why it's so good.
It is fantastic. Makes me giggle all the time. There's some very interesting tweets from people whose names you know that put a little bit of information behind this Aaron Rodgers thing.
Are they subtweeting Ian Rappaport? Because Ian Rappaport said it's a contract thing. We want to read you these coming up here in 2 minutes. Are the Packers and Aaron Rodgers headed for a divorce on draft night? We'll tell you what others are saying in 2 short minutes.